USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. One official says there are U.S. casualties and several people were injured. A member of the Nangarhar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has climbed to 780 people in China. That includes the first American. Hong Kong is now imposing a mandatory quarantine on mainland arrivals. Inside China, nearly 60 million people are still on a partial or total public lockdown. New research shows pangolin scales may have started the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Heavy snowfall in the mountains, along with recent heavy rain, have caused flooding in Pendleton, Oregon. Police Chief Stuart Roberts says dozens of homes and businesses have been damaged.
There's substantial loss, a lot of displaced workers, a lot of displaced residents. We're working through logistics of clean up right now and such and the like. We stood up Red Cross Center at our local convention center for the displaced folks.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared a state of emergency in several counties. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's team is accusing the White House of trying to suppress the release of his unpublished new book. He says the National Security Council that sent him a letter with concerns that the manuscript contains classified information is just a ruse to protect President Trump. His lawyers say Bolton continues to believe that the manuscript contains no legitimately classified material. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A recent study shows suicides in the Air Force are on the rise. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Suicides in the active duty Air Force surged last year to the highest total in at least three decades, even as the other military services saw their numbers stabilize or decline. The reasons for the Air Force increase are not fully understood, coming after years of effort by all of the military services to counter a problem that seems to defy solution. According to preliminary figures, the Air Force had 84 suicides, up from 60 the year before. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A federal court declined to throw out a civil lawsuit Friday by Kurdish demonstrators who were involved in a skirmish 3 years ago during a visit to Washington, D.C. by Turkish President Recep Erdogan. The U.S. District Court in Washington struck down arguments that Turkey is protected by the Foreign Service Immunities Act. In 2017, activists at the Turkish ambassador's residence were violently attacked by Turkish security forces. Ankara argued the demonstration posed a threat to Erdogan, who was at the residence at the time. Video footage later showed Erdogan supporters joining the security forces in the assault. Women and elderly men were among the activists. Federal criminal charges against some of the security officers were dropped in 2018 and coincided with the release of an American prisoner in Turkey. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.